This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yes, he is.
How old is Sean Myers? We've done this before.
I just turned 40 on Sunday.
Right. Happy belated
birthday.
Oh,
my God. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
He texted me happy birthday.
And you didn't text him.
I didn't text him. Oh,
that's... You're both getting Christmas texts this year, though. So
let's go.
I do love that from him. He's very courteous with that. Very sweet.
Except for I've never gotten one. But
thoughtful.
It's great.
He never...
No.
He's already on the list this year. I've already come up with a Christmas text list that he's on.
You've made a Christmas text list?
Sure have.
Now, is this in your head, or do you have this unfurled on a scroll
no,
like Santa Claus?
To memory. I have like the pony memory. I can rattle off.
Is Pony on the Christmas text list?
Yeah, he'll be on there.
Craig on there?
Craig?
Yeah.
You have to butter up the boss.
You do
right?
have to butter up the boss.
Yeah.
I'm a big text your boss, hey, I'm really thankful for you.
Yes.
On Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Very thankful.
Yeah, but it's like half not serious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Love you, Craig. I will text you on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because I want a picture of your bird.
What?
Your bird?
Oh.
He's frying up a turkey. He's smoking up a turkey. And he says he's jerking a turkey. How do you jerk a turkey?
Jamaica jerk sauce.
So what do you do? Do you put it in the oven after you jerk it?
Yeah. Yeah, you get all lathered up.
Mm-hmm.
And you smoke that thing.
Oh, so you smoke one and then you jerk smoke one.
Well, I jerk it, mm-hmm. jerk it all up, lather it all up, and then I smoke it.
So there's two turkeys or three?
There's three.
So one regular smoked, one jerk smoked,
yep.
and one fried.
Yep.
And you're telling me the fried one takes 45 minutes.
Correct.
You're frying one right here on the desk.
Yes, we're going to do one.
Make the whole damn office smell like turkey.
Yep. It'll be very good.
Texter, Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. Texter, nope, you always got to smoke a cigarette after you jerk it. Okay, all right. Okay, relax. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, Doran, the Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Unseasonably warm with some sun, a high of 82. I grilled last night.
What'd you grill?
Steak.
Nice.
And I had some potatoes.
Season it?
The steak, yeah. I got my Gibson steak salt from Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I did a little Italian dressing, just let them just hang out in Italian dressing for a good 24 hours.
Marinate.
A little marination action. Then I, sprinkled on the Gibson steak salt. It was very, very good.
What kind of steaks?
Delmonico?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. And we hand them to our 9-month-old. She can't bite it off, but she take a big slab of steak and just sucks on it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Trying to make her a red-blooded American. That's right.
That sounds good. I might need to do that tonight.
Texter, wouldn't vote for any of you millennials. Well, I'm getting two write-in votes, so why don't you just take that, put it in your pipe, and smoke it? All right. It is a massive day, of course, in our country, because there is nothing more popular than the National Football League, and today, 4 p.m., is the NFL's trade deadline. One way or another, we're going to be done talking about wide receivers. But we ain't done yet. And we'll get to that next. In 30 seconds, bang. Good morning, everybody. Election day. But it's NFL's trade deadline. Also, the first college football playoff rankings of the expanded playoff era are tonight. All things that will have our Twitter feeds pushing off all the boobs, which I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. For you, Tab, going to take one on the chin today. But you're not here to talk about boobs, I don't think. We're here to talk about wide receivers. And the latest report from a guy who has been doing this for a long time, Jerry Dulac, says the Steelers are looking to upgrade before the NFL's trading deadline, Doran. They're eyeing reinforcements, but receiver, according to Dulac, now a lower priority.
Oh.
Now, I will throw this out here. Dulac did not think that Russell Wilson was going to be here.
Correct.
Did not think Justin Fields was going to be here.
Correct.
Thought that the Steelers were going to take Malik Willis over Kenny Pickett. And Dulac also had the Steelers drafting the Duke guard this year instead of Troy Faletonu. So you take anything anybody reports with a grain of salt, but wanted to throw the facts out there. Dulac is tied in. And when Dulac hears things, you wonder who's whispering in his ear. How are you feeling about the Steelers getting a wide receiver, Doran? Do you think it's going to happen today? Because I've teetered, and now that we're here, I hope that it gets done, but I don't have a lot of faith, frankly.
I really feel that they are not going to just make a move to make a move. It would have to be somebody that's significant in their mind, not in our mind. We want a very significant player. There's people that want DK Metcalf, of course. We've wanted Brandon Ayuk. We've wanted Davante Adams. We wanted the big names throughout the last how many months? Hasn't transpired, and I think the Steelers sit there and they're like, look, we're not going to just acquire and trade for a wide receiver just to do it. They would have to absolutely fit what they're doing and fit being a high productive player. So as I sit here right now, I don't have a great feeling, but if they were to do it, I'm still on board with them trading for a guy like Adam Thielen.
Yes.
Like that, or Slayton. Your guy, like if they get one of those two, Slayton probably preferably over Thielen because I think he's more explosive and he has a lot more to offer right now. I think that would be a move that would be competent to what they're trying to do in their mind. But anybody else outside of those two, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Those are the two names that I see that are the only possibility of them making a move today, and Thielen being a guy that is just a high productive receiver, knows where he's going to be. He can trust him as long as he stays healthy. But as I sit here right now, no, I don't think they make a move.
I think they do, but I think it will be Thielen, and I think it's going to cost them like a sixth or seventh round pick. I don't think they're going to throw a fourth rounder out there. If they were going to, a guy like DeAndre Hopkins would have made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were never going to get Amari Cooper. They were never going to get Davante Adams. I don't know why you don't part with a late-round draft pick just to bolster the depth, if nothing more.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not one of these guys who thinks Adam Thielen's over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Thielen had 1,000 yards last year. And I saw weird discourse online. 1,000 yards doesn't mean as much as it used to with how much they're throwing the ball and how many games they play now. If you have 1,000 yards, though, you don't suck.
Right.
You're still able to get open. You're still able to catch the football. And I think Adam Thielen helps this football team. If George Pickens goes down due to an injury at any point, for however length, Van Jefferson cannot be your number one wide receiver. Calvin Austin cannot be your number one wide receiver. Everybody gets bumped up. Roman Wilson's not going to factor into this thing. You need depth. You need a better number two regardless, but you need depth. Now, I think there's a reasonable argument to be made. If Russell Wilson had been the quarterback since day one, maybe the Steelers are sitting here at 7-1. Maybe the Steelers are sitting here at 8-0, frankly. And the 13th ranked offense in the National Football League, which is where they sit right now in terms of points per game, you might be top 10.
Yep.
But just because you're a great offense and you would be in the top 10, doesn't mean you can't get help. Buffalo scores a ton of points. They still went out and got Amari Cooper. The Kansas City Chiefs, okay, they're not lighting the world on fire offensively, but we know what they do when rubber meets the road. When it's nut cutting time and they need to score points, they will score points. They go out and they add DeAndre Hopkins. I think about the Ravens and how good their offense has been this year, and they said, we're great. Let's get even better and get Deontay Johnson. So I had waffled on that. If Russ were the guy all year, would you still say you need a wide receiver? I think you'd have more people on the side of no, but just because you're scoring, just because it looks good, doesn't mean you can't get better, as those other teams have proved.
But yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. You need the depth, like that, if anything. But I don't think that the depth that if you were to get somebody else outside of even maybe Mike Williams, he could add him to the mix. But anybody outside of that, I don't know if that creates depth or just another guy that is a Van Jefferson, is a Scotty Miller,
right?
Is you know, Calvin Austin. So, I mean, Dulac said that there may be other places that they explore, which is kind of fascinating to me. I'm trying to think where.
I was going to ask you that next. I wouldn't mind a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
A big guy.
Yeah.
That you could have on early downs play instead of Keanu Benton, or at least split the time there, because he's left a lot, I think, to be desired stopping the run. I mean, he is an effective pass rusher. I think he's kind of miscast playing over a center, so maybe there. I wouldn't say no to a Marshawn Lattimore if the Saints are moving him. I mean, I don't think he's a top 10 corner in the NFL anymore, but I think he's very good, and he's long, and that gives you more depth on the back end. You turn what could be a strength into even more of a strength. You're allowed to do that, as we just talked about with the Baltimore Ravens. Would not hate that. I mean, if I'm upgrading defensively, it's for a big guy in the middle, or it's for a corner.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. Offensively, I just don't think you're not going to add an offensive lineman.
No.
Because you're not going to bump Broderick Jones out of the starting lineup. You're still trying to have him grow. They love Dan Moore.
Jack Frazier's back, and yeah, McCollum created depth with him.
Right. So, like, if you're looking at where are they weak offensively, or where do you have concerns? I think it's the offensive line, but you're not gonna add a starter. Maybe more depth there. You always need depth, as they've shown this season. Dylan Cook coming back off the IR, I'm not sure he solves a lot. So maybe you add a depth offensive lineman. I mean, those might be my three positions, but none of them should be a priority over wide receiver.
Totally agree.
And you're allowed to do both, too.
Right.
You can go out, you can get yourself a defensive tackle who could be a rotational guy and a wide receiver.
Does Darius Slayton change the look of this team, the dynamic of this football team in your mind, though?
I think so.
Yeah. Just based off of what he did to the Steelers.
I think he's a very similar player to Deontay Johnson, and he's done it with really bad quarterback play, frankly, in New York, and he doesn't come with the Deontay Johnson baggage. So all the things they liked about Johnson, you get with Slayton, and he'll drop a ball or two, but he's not going to probably punch Minka Fitzpatrick in the locker room or get up in your quarterback's face. So he would be my number one target today. I threw out Chris Olave yesterday. People killed me because he got carted off the field. Yes, I know, people. I saw that. The reason he'd be available, though, is because he's been oft concussed. The talent with that guy is scintillating.
Yes.
And so I would be interested, and that would be more of a long-term kind of deal than a short-term solution, because who knows if and when he'll be back this year. But he'll be available, and if he's here next season, and then maybe you sign him on the cheap and beyond, like, I would like a guy like that. But as for now, people are texting in Tyreek Hill. If the Dolphins want to move off of Tyreek Hill because they want to sell, because they're 2-7, and their coach I don't think really has it. He might be an offensive coordinator.
For sure.
If they want to sell, I get it. Can you make a Tyreek Hill trade from the end of their game, which was their last stand, where they figure you win against Buffalo, you're still in the fight, maybe you got something there, hopefully Tua stays healthy, you lose that game, and now you want to sell, and you got to move, what, $18 million this year and $30 million next year off your salary cap, and you want to get that done and have those conversations in a 24-ish hour period? I just think that's too much to get done for a player whose salary is that big. Like, if Tyreek Hill had been available for a month and you can work out all those details,
yeah. It's just too much of a turnaround.
It is. So I don't see Tyreek Hill getting moved today, folks. I just don't. I would absolutely be interested. Now, Adam Schefter said on McAfee yesterday that DK Metcalf, who would obviously jump to the top of the list if available, is not available. So that's probably not going to happen. Like, a lot of people texting in on that. CeeDee Lamb people are texting in on. No. Same kind of deal.
Yeah, no.
Like, I would love CeeDee Lamb, but they just signed him to a mega contract. A, they're not going to move him.
Right.
I know Dak got hurt. They're probably going to have to flush this season down the tubes, but this season ain't the only season that matters. They just paid Dak. They got Micah Parsons.
Yep.
They just paid CeeDee Lamb. They're not trading that guy.
Nope.
And if they were, it's the same kind of thing where that's a lot of money and you haven't been having these long-term discussions with Dallas. 412-928-9370. We can play the game. Just throw receiver names out there. We'll discuss them. Do you think the Steelers will get a wide receiver before the trade deadline at 4 p.m.? That'll be the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. If they don't get a guy, does that change your opinion at all on what Omar Khan has done to this point? 412-928-9370. And there's a guy the Steelers could have been in on and weren't, and they should have been. We'll talk about that coming up.
Coming up next,
yes. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That kind of thing would happen a lot when you weren't here, Doran, and I didn't have a teammate.
I'm back.
You're back.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Right now, it's a Sean Myers fan headline.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A 56-yard try from this spot. They don't get any more yardage. It's third down and 8. Again, pressure. Mahomes was hit. Pass is caught by Hopkins.
Yeah, 8 catches, 86 yards for DeAndre Hopkins last night, and 2 touchdowns. And the Chiefs got him for a 4th-round pick. Now, you and I weren't super enamored with the guy, and most of the conversations we had about DeAndre Hopkins were when Justin Fields was the quarterback. You and I were talking about this before the show. It's amazing what Patrick Mahomes can do for you. You think DeAndre Hopkins would be pretty good with Russell Wilson? Because I do.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, the moral of the story is the teams that feel like that they're in it, that feel like that they have a chance to win a Super Bowl and have been close before, they all added wide receivers. Like, I mean, we've talked about this 100 times, but I mean, watching that game last night, it's like, oh my gosh, like, okay. Like, the Chiefs understand where they're at. They needed a receiver. They had, you know, Hollywood Brown get hurt in the beginning of the season. They needed an extra weapon. Hey, let's get a veteran in DeAndre Hopkins. Let's get Amari Cooper if you're the Bills, even though, Coleman has been playing very good this season, and we lost Stephon Diggs. Hey, we're the Ravens. We have, you know, Flowers. We have Andrews. We have some weapons in the passing game that we like, but you know what we need to add? We need to get Deontay Johnson. The Steelers are just sitting here.
And the Steelers arguably need one more than any of these teams.
Than any of those teams. But those teams are telling us something that, hey, we're close and we're going to go for it.
You know why? Because you need to score. You got to find ways to score. And the Steelers are scoring a lot more than they have. I saw Alex Kozora of Steelers Depot. He did a nice job doing the research for us. Not that he did it for that purpose. But the Steelers are 13th in the NFL in scoring right now. In the last few years, obviously, it hasn't. Now I can't, of course, find the research. But they're in a better place than they've been, and they've been in a better place now with Russell Wilson these last two games than they were with Justin Fields. But you can never have enough weapons.
No.
And we've talked about this chapter in verse 2. Not only do you need depth, you need a guy to take some of the pressure off of George Pickens too. George Pickens has looked the part as a number one wide receiver these last two games with Russell Wilson. But other teams see that too. And they're going to do what they can to take the Steelers' most dynamic threat out of the passing game. You throw Darius Slayton on the other side, now it's pick your poison.
Because
that guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that guy's put up numbers with Daniel Jones. I'd like to see what he could do in the Steelers' offense. Now, he is concussed. He's in the protocol. Would that scare you away, Dorn, him being in the protocol?
No.
Me neither.
No, because he'll be out soon. It's not like he's Olave. Olave, I'm a little bit more worried about.
That's a, hey, should this guy keep playing football
right.
kind of deal.
Because this has been multiple for him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Slayton, he'll be out by the time that you would get him into Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he wasn't going to play. If you trade for Darius Slayton today and he's 100% healthy, he's probably not playing Sunday anyhow. Jumping on a moving train, things of that nature. You'd want to get him in there for the Ravens game. Well, okay, if he's dealing with protocol stuff, same deal. Not going to play against Washington. If it's not a horrendous deal, I'm going to play against Baltimore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it would not preclude me from going out and getting him.
No.
One thing on last night's game real quick. A, I'm sick of the Chiefs. Like I'm done. I'm tired of them now. They're fun, and I like Mahomes. And they haven't been accused of cheating, so I guess I like them better than Brady and Belichick and all that. But I am tired of them. I have Chiefs fatigue. And hey, Todd Bowles, grow a sack, man.
Go for two.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You're on the road. Kansas City's got this thing where they always win the coin toss in overtime.
Always.
And they're going to score. Like, that's what I talk about with the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs' offensive numbers don't blow you away, but guess what? If they need to score 35, they will. If they need to score a touchdown to make sure you don't get a ball back in overtime, you know what they're going to do? They're going to score a touchdown. So you tie the game with like 30 seconds left, or you come within one
right.
with 30 seconds left, and you elect on the road to kick the extra point instead of trying to win a game. You got 2 yards to go, and you kick the extra point. What's the line from Batman? Have your balls dropped off? Like, what are we doing?
Right.
And Andy Reid was asked after the game, did you think that Todd Bowles would go for two? He said no, and I'm happy he didn't. And if I were a head coach, I'd be a very bad one. I don't know football well enough to be a head coach, even close. I couldn't manage people. But my philosophy would be, do what the other guy doesn't want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a fourth down, and you're considering, should I go for it or not? Flip it. Would I want them to go for it?
Right.
Andy Reid didn't want you going for two.
Right.
Because he knew that's how you lose the game.
Well, I mean, I think it would, for me, not that I would ever go into a game scared of anybody or worried about anybody. I'd be realistic about my situation. My situation is I do not want to give 15 the ball back, and I don't want to take that chance. Like, and the chance I'll take is like, we just grabbed this momentum. We just scored with 30 seconds left. We need to put this ball in the end zone one time from 5 to 6 whatever yards out.
2 yards down.
2 yards out. On a 2-point conversion. Like, I don't want to give 15 the ball back, and look what happened.
Right. 15 like, gets ball.
You know that if he gets
score.
The ball back, like they did get the ball back with 30 seconds, and then they, you know, figured it out and they went to overtime. But you still run the risk again of them winning the toss, like they did, getting the ball back and driving down and scoring a touchdown. Like,
yes.
That's I would try to eliminate all of that.
Yes.
And just go for it.
Yes.
On the road against a team that's undefeated, against a team that just won 2 Super Bowls.
Right. And you were a 9-point dog going in.
Yes.
Take your swing. If you don't get it, it's not like the pushback's gonna the blowback's gonna be there either.
Mm-mm.
I think everyone's gonna understand. In fact, the blowback is what happened, and everyone knew it was gonna happen. 412-928-9370. But back to receiver talk. Let's go to Big C in Florida. Hey, Big C.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's a pleasure talking to you. What you got?
I don't believe the Steelers are gonna make a move, and this is just my assumption because you saw Russell Wilson coming to the game. You saw the distribution of the football to various receivers. I mean, you've got Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin looked like a first-round pick. He even dumped it off to Mount Washington a few times to get him more involved in the game. I think they feel with the receiving core that they have, and Russell Wilson being the savvy veteran that he is, he's able to distribute the ball to keep the defense.
You know what, Big C, and thank you so much for the call. I mean, that's how I read Dulac's comments.
Yep.
Is, oh, they have faith in Russ, and all of a sudden these receivers don't look so bad. But again, the Ravens were averaging and are averaging 30 points a game, and they got Deontay Johnson.
Right.
The Bills' offense has been a machine the last few years. Once Josh Allen became MVP, Josh Allen, and they said, screw it, we're going to go get Amari Cooper. The Chiefs, doesn't really matter who's out there. Look at the receiving core they won the Super Bowl with last year. Oh, well, let's go get DeAndre Hopkins. The Jets, even. Let's go get Devontae Adams. And they have Garrett Wilson. And they've got Breece Hall. I mean, they got dudes. They got Mike Williams, who hasn't been great there, but he's a pretty good football player. So just because you got guys doesn't mean you can't get more guys.
Yes. Yes. I know he's absolutely right. That's exactly, I think, their thought process is right now. It's like, we're good with what we have.
But that's crazy to me. And I think you brought this up last week because it's too smart for me to have thought about myself, Doran. Before the year, leading into the season, they thought Russ was going to be their starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they still were trying to get Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
Like, they were still trying to augment that receiving core. Well, now what's happened is probably what they expected to happen because they had faith in Arthur Smith and they have faith in Russell Wilson. So if you needed one before,
why wouldn't you need one now?
Exactly. And again, it's not cost prohibitive. We're not talking about giving up a first round pick or a second round pick or a third round pick here. Now, the fourth round pick, yeah, you're probably going to have to give that. You could have to give that up for Justin Fields, depending on how much he plays. You're likely going to have to give up a sixth round pick for Justin Fields because he's, you know, probably not going to play 51% of the snaps, but you just don't know. Okay, the fifth round pick's still in play. Or a fifth and a seventh. You can get creative. You can make it happen.
Well, I'm sure you talked about this yesterday, but they've made it like ridiculously clear that they want a number two receiver, and they were in on Christian Kirk before he got hurt.
Right.
So that probably shouldn't change from, you know, him getting hurt till right now, right?
Right.
You would hope not.
If you were going after Christian Kirk, and we have no reason to believe they weren't because the reporting is that they were close to getting that done before he broke his collarbone, then you would have to imagine that they're in on Darius Slayton.
Yes.
You would have to imagine. Now, there was another trade in the NFL yesterday that makes me think there could be another wide receiver in play. We'll get to that coming up next. How would you feel about Omar Khan if the Steelers don't get a wide receiver? 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, as always, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Callis changed all the music, by the way. We got new beds.
It's one of my favorite songs right here.
He said he thinks he split it like 50-50, stuff that he thought you would like, stuff that he thought I would like.
Yeah. He's done a good job so far.
He has.
I like it.
And it's nice to get a little change up in here.
Uh-huh. You know the song?
Yeah. Beatles, right?
Yep. There you go.
I just saw on the Twitter.com, Chris Canty has his top five challengers to the Kansas City Chiefs, Dorn. Detroit, Buffalo, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia.
Okay.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for the Steelers to beat the Lions, but you'll take your swings in the Super Bowl. That's a good football team.
They're so good. Watching that game in the Green Bay, oh my gosh, they just did whatever they wanted.
If Mike Tomlin, and this is not going to happen, if he were to retire at the end of the year, you hire Ben Johnson, you don't think twice about it.
Right.
I mean, I think the Saints, they just fired Dennis Allen, right? And I don't know what's going to happen in Las Vegas. I don't know if he's going to survive the season. They just fired Luke Getsy, their offensive coordinator. I'm lining up, and I'm putting a bug in Ben Johnson's ear every single day from now until the decision can be made.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is going to be a superstar, but what a smart dude to stay in Detroit.
Right, after last year.
Man.
Yeah, just looking at all the situations and being like, all right, you know what, I have a better situation here than taking a head coaching job in, say, Carolina.
Right.
Like, think about that. He'd just be, who knows what would happen. Like, he could be a genius, but I don't know if there's any fixing certain situations whenever you have somebody that's above you that won't let you really do your thing.
Not to go, like, too far off the reservation here, but same thing with the Saints.
That too.
There's $60 million or something like that over the cap next year.
Oh, my. Oh, who's your, oh.
You can't take that on.
No.
I wouldn't have fired Dennis Allen, honestly. You said this when he got hired.
Yep.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen. Like, come on.
But I'd have kept him until you go really bad next year, and this offseason you have to blow everything up. And they don't even have a ton of contracts to move off. I don't know why they gave Kamara that deal that they just gave him. That's kind of silly to me because he ain't winning with that guy, even though he's still a good player. I don't know why he'd want that job. But anyhow, Broncos made a trade yesterday, Doran. At 5-4, the Broncos. Now, they got their heads caved in by the Baltimore Ravens. Baron Browning traded to Arizona for a 6th-round pick. And I wonder if it does mean that they're just open for business on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could move Cortland Sutton. Now, you brought up last week, and I think it's a salient point. Why would they trade Cortland Sutton to Russell Wilson?
Right.
Why pay Russell Wilson to win in Pittsburgh and then help him win more in Pittsburgh? If you were to get a Cortland Sutton, if he were available, you'd probably have to overpay.
Yes.
And I just don't think that that's realistic. A lot of people on the text line have brought up Cortland Sutton. A lot of people on Twitter yesterday opining, wow, the Steelers could get Cortland Sutton. I think your theory's the right one,
yeah,
that they're not going to ship him here.
I hope I'm wrong, but
I do too.
Just thinking, just like kind of just cut and dry here.
I also don't know why you would, as Bo Nix is growing into this thing, take away his primary pass catcher.
Right.
I don't get that. Do you want him to figure it out, or do you not want him to figure it out? Now, I made the same argument with Kenny Pickett and Chase Claypool, who came off 2 good years, but I'm happy I wasn't the GM of the Steelers at that point. Like, you want your young guy to grow. So I don't think Cortland Sutton's realistic. I think the most likely guy is Adam Thielen. I think everyone's top of the wish list guy is probably Darius Slayton. We'll see what happens. If they don't get a guy, how are we feeling about Omar Khan? Because I think he hit a ton of right buttons. I think Patrick Queen is growing into it. I think Deshaun Elliott's been really good. I think he's had a couple of good drafts, a couple of good off seasons. Russell Wilson seems like the right call at quarterback. Moving off of Kenny Pickett was something I didn't think they'd have the stones to do when they did. He's done a great job through 2 years. You don't get a wide receiver, and I'm going to go, ah. What I have is an A+ probably, or A, at least 10 years so far, I probably got to bump down to the B range if he doesn't get a guy here.
I feel like it's too early to make that call, because let's see how this season pans out and how Van Jefferson ends up at the end of the year, how Calvin Austin ends up at the end of the year, and the guys that are outside of George Pickens end up at the end of the year. So if they don't, I'll just be like, man. Well, at least I know that they've been trying. That's one. So I do have to factor that in. They've been trying to get a guy. It just hasn't happened. But I would have to wait until the end of the season to see how these other wide receivers on the Steelers roster right now pan out. And if they don't, and it kind of just looks like, eh, then I'm going to be like, yeah, your grade's going to fall.
I think that's fair. Let the season play out. See where it goes. But if they miss out on winning the division by a game, I'm just telling you, I'm going to try to be as fair as I can. I'm just telling you, the first thing in my mind is going to go, oh, well, what if they had Adam Thielen? Or what if they had Darius Slayton?
Yeah.
Or if they win a playoff game and then lose the next one by like 4 points or something. Well, what if they had another wide receiver? Here's the other thing. I'm getting kind of a Pirates vibe here if they don't get a guy. And that's, oh, we were close to getting Jazz Chisholm. We were almost there. Okay, we were almost there on Christian Kirk. We're almost there on Brandon Ayuk. Boy, we would have done it with Devontae Adams, but he wanted to go to New York. We were the second choice. Okay. Mm-hmm. You keep telling me how hard you're trying, and then you don't get a guy? Now I'm going to wonder if you were telling the truth at any other point. 412-928-9370. Jacoby Myers, someone texts in. I would, yeah.
Yes.
We're at that point. Mike Williams would be the guy that excites me the least, but Myers or Slayton, obviously Sutton, Thielen, any of those guys represent a significant upgrade, I think, over Van Jefferson. Texter, Crowley, all you say all the time is if Russell started the season, that they'd be 8-0, and we wouldn't be having this conversation. Again, if you're top 10 in scoring, you could try to be top 5. If you're top five, you could try to be top three. If you're top three, you could try to be the best offense in the NFL. Just ask the Chiefs. Just ask the Ravens. Just ask the Bills. DJ Moore. You brought him up before the season.
Before the season.
But that, again, is one of those...
Yeah, too quick of a turnaround.
It's a quick turnaround, and why are you pulling away a wide... Why are you trading away a wide receiver from a young player who you're hoping can grow and get better?
See, like, that's a different situation because they have two other guys that they can... Like,
sure.
Especially a guy that they drafted in the same draft, Roma Dunze, with Caleb Williams. So that may be a little bit of a different situation of taking away a weapon and not worrying about him, Caleb Williams growing with a certain receiver.
Because you still got guys.
Because you still got two guys in Keenan Allen.
That Adunze is pretty good.
Yep.
Sound like an old man. That Adunze.
That Adunze.
Let me tell you this. That Adunze is pretty good.
Good.
And now when someone texting Keenan Allen and Gabe Davis. So that's where I am on this, is there's so many names and I could see all those guys being, maybe not Keenan Allen, maybe not DJ Moore, but Gabe Davis, all the guys we've already listed. So I don't want to keep hearing the Steelers were close but no cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's that many guys available. I don't think there's that much need around the NFL for receiver anymore because all the teams that needed them seemingly got them. Maybe the Chargers still need a guy. I'm trying to rack my brain thinking of anybody else. The Texans with Diggs going
maybe
down.
Niners.
That's a really good point. Niners, because everybody's heard, although Christian McCaffrey coming back, not a wide receiver, but you get what I'm saying. There's so many receivers out there and so few teams now that need receivers. If you don't get one, I don't understand what you're doing here.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn going to join us at 7 o'clock. Right now, it is a Sean Myers fan headline. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Going to be joined by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, coming up at the top of the next hour. If the Steelers don't trade for a wide receiver, if they've got other needs, what are those needs? Will they get a receiver? Jeff tapped in. He'll tell us what he's hearing, what he thinks about their deadline goals. NFL trade deadline today at 4 p.m. Here's another name on the text line, Dorn. We just do this for months.
Oh, yeah.
Done this all day. I'm ready for it to be over.
Me too.
Why doesn't anyone ever mention Calvin Ridley? He would compliment Pickens well. Calvin Ridley in Tennessee is having a nice season. 27 catches, 399 yards. That's a pretty good yards per catch average at 15. Thing with Ridley is $22 million cash next year. $20 million cash 2026. $20 million cash 2027. He's 30, and if you are paying that guy that money, you're probably not paying Pickens $25 to $30 million. And I was okay with that with Ayuk. I'm not so much okay with that for a Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, didn't they just pay him, though?
Like, they did.
See, I know that's happened before, clearly, but I don't know if they're going to be willing to give up somebody they just brought in, what, 6 months ago.
Right. That seems like a stretch to me.
Right. It's not like, you know, like the Steelers traded Deontay Johnson. You know, he's been here. Like, it's not like the Steelers just paid him. They already paid him a couple years before.
Right.
That. So it's like, I mean, I'm trying to think of a receiver that was like just paid and then 6 months later gets shipped away.
You don't see that kind of stuff happen very often.
Like the whole CeeDee Lamb. Like, they're not going to do that.
Right.
Just paid him.
Right. I mean, they just paid him. Mm-hmm. And they just paid him immovable dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that ain't happening. I'm okay on the surface if you had already paid Pickens and you wanted to bring in a guy that's getting $20 million a season.
Yeah.
Like, I think Calvin Ridley's worth that money.
Yes.
But then you have to pay your quarterback, maybe. I mean, one of these guys can be here next year at the very least in Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. So you have to pay that guy. Maybe you pay both. You're trying probably to pay both. You want to tie up $20 million in wide receiver for him? I don't think so. 412-928-9370. We'll take your texts all morning long on wide receivers. What else should the Steelers be interested in at the trade deadline, if anything? 412-928-9370. More on that as we move forward in the show. It's a busy one. Jeff Hathorn coming up next. Are you smarter than a plumber at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour? Jason Mackey at 8. Jason LaConfora, who will be great today at 9:35. Stick with us. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, Doran. It's here. You think Kate Bell brings energy? I bring energy. The Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Unseasonably warm today with some sun, a high of 82.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.